This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
How many of you grew up with a nickname and maybe still have that nickname? Raise your hand. Now, you don't have to say it. I won't ask you to identify, because some of you may not want to talk about the nicknames that you have. We came from a church in Atlanta that had more people with nicknames. I think I counted 30 or 40 people that I didn't even know their names. I just knew them by their nicknames. We had a Pug Buttrell and a Jug Adams, Pug and Jug. We had a man named Tootie Gibbs. To this day, I have no idea what his real name was. We just called him Tootie. There was a mechanic in the church, an auto mechanic, who was famous for the way he would tap on an engine when it was up on the lift. And so his nickname was Tap Tap. Everybody called, that's all I knew him, Tap Tap. Didn't make sense to me. But I counted 30 or 40 people with what I call significant name changes. I want to talk to you about a man by the name of Don Waddell from Louisville, Kentucky, who for a few years was the facilities manager at Southeast Christian Church. He grew up with the name Don Waddell, but you know how people pronounced his last name. They didn't pronounce it Waddell. They pronounced it Waddle. And his name was Donald Waddle. So they called him Duck, Duck Waddle. Well, at first he was offended by that, but you know what? He got used to it. He was accustomed to it. And all through his high school years, he was called Duck Waddle. When he joined the Air Force and became a fighter pilot, the term Duck became his moniker. That's the name that he used, his tactical call sign. And he talks about it in a piece of writing that he's written. He said, "Fighter pilots often use nicknames or tactical call signs when we fly. We resort to this verbal shorthand because in the heat of battle, you don't want pilots to have to remember a bunch of stuff when the bullets are flying. Rather than saying Lima Kilo 05, this is Alpha Tango 09, there's a MiG on your tail firing a missile at you, you might want to think about evading it. We found that it was better to say duck, break right now. It was much more succinct and effective. To this day, this is interesting to me. To this day, there are high-ranking officers in the Air Force with whom I have served who don't even know my real name, but they still remember my tactical call sign, Duck. They still remember my name, Duck." Now, Don Waddell doesn't stop there. He says, when you read the Bible, you discover how very important one name in particular is, the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to talk to you today about the name of Jesus in your life in a way that most of you have never heard of before, because we don't understand, and I'm including myself, we don't understand or appreciate the phrase "in the name of." And what matters most in your life and what matters most in my life is that the name of Christ, get this, is upon your family. And the name of Jesus is upon your personal life. And the name of Jesus is upon your home and upon your neighborhood and upon the place where you work. And you say, that's a little melodramatic, isn't it, Randy? No, it's not. When you read about the power of the name that is above every name. Today we're going to read in Luke where Jesus sends out 72 people. We read about this actually last week. He sent out 72 people. This was not the 12 disciples, 12 apostles, but 72 others with this mission statement: go heal the sick and then preach that the kingdom of God is near. 72 people, they went in pairs, two by two, ahead of where Jesus was going to minister. Today we read where they come back to Jesus with this announcement. They're excited. "We found that demons obey us, and when we command demons to come out of people, because they submit to your name." And actually the wording is, they submit to us in your name. And it's a military term. They come under the authority of us because of our using your name.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.